Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we'll be talking with registered holistic nutritionist and personal coach, Tova Payne, and author of the new book, Eat, Think, and Live Rich, A Guide to Health and Happiness. So welcome, Tova.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, in your experience and what you're doing and working with people and coaching with people and being a nutritionist, what do you find is the biggest reason that people fail to keep off the weight that they've lost?
Yeah, the biggest reason is lack of follow-through and lack of a sincere commitment. And so the question is, how do you go about this? And it's coming from that place of passion versus force. So if you're passionate about your health and really wanting to take care of yourself and coming from that place, it'll be much easier to make those healthy choices versus if you're feeling forced to eat your greens and your beans, you won't be as inclined from the inside to make the healthy choices. So it's all about coming from that place of I'm passionate to take care of my health, and you'll have a much easier time to make the good choices and to actually follow through on your commitment to your health.
Now, Tova, what happens when someone is following through and they are committed to the point and they get to their goal weight and they think, oh, all right, well, I'm just going to let myself have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I'm here. I've done it before. I know I can do it again. Do you think that that kind of mindset gets people trapped back into old bad behaviors? And what can people do when they feel themselves starting to slide down that slippery slope?
Definitely. So that is a common thing that happens. So first of all, it's absolutely okay when you're consciously and mindfully, so with awareness, choosing to, let's say, have that one brownie. So when it's a conscious choice and you're choosing to do it, it's very different than to just mindlessly start eating again. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day with an extra 10 pounds on you. So it's about making conscious decisions when you do choose to have a treat. And then ultimately, it comes down to feeling good. When you're eating healthy, whole foods, you're going to have more energy. Your mood is going to improve. You're going to feel better. And so when you start slipping, your immunity goes down. You start having more mood swings. And so you're not even feeling as good. So when you come from that place of feeling your best, you won't slip as easily. And so it's important, it all comes down to conscious decision so that if you have a treat, you know, you enjoy it, but then you're passionate about eating well every single day so that you're at your top energy.
Now, I know you are a big proponent of a whole body, mind approach to wellness. So why is nourishing not only your body from the inside out, but also your mind? Why is that important for people in a whole body approach to wellness?
Definitely. So how you think or mind, it influences the food choices that we make, the lifestyle choices that we make. So it's so important to address our mind, which ultimately comes down to our beliefs and our habits. And I talk about this in the book about taking the time to address your limiting beliefs and how you think about things in your life, your food choices, and taking the time to address this is so important because a lot of the times when we have trouble in our diet, it's not about the foods or even knowing what's the right and the wrong foods. You know, it normally comes from that mental mind shift, how we're thinking, that's what really influences our food and lifestyle choices. So taking the time to address that is what really creates the lasting change.
And I know you have three things that you want people to do to start today, to just live a healthier and happier life. What are those three things that they can begin doing right exactly at this very moment?
Yeah, so, you know, I thought about what would be simple that the listeners who are listening to this podcast that they can start to implement now. And, you know, when they wake up tomorrow morning, they have these simple things they can implement. So number one, it's all about how you start your day. And I recommend start your day with a large glass of water. It seems simple, but most people are not getting in enough water. And starting your day this way helps energize you. It helps your body detoxify. And you're basically telling your body and telling your mind that you're off to a great start. Number two is that you want to be incorporating more fruit into your diet. Fruit are full of vitamins and nutrients and fiber, which is so essential. So if every day, once again, you start your morning with a fruit, that is one of the best ways to set you up. It also ensures that you're having something at breakfast, no matter how early you're waking up. And then number three, it's not about food. It's more about lifestyle. And so my suggestion is that every day you take some time for self-care, because when you're taking care of yourself on the emotional and spiritual level, you won't be turning to food so much for that nourishment. So by taking time to really take care of yourself, to relax, take a time out, those simple things, you know, it's all of those little things that lead to the massive changes. So taking time to take care of yourself will actually help you meet your weight loss goals.
So to recap for our listeners, if you want to get off on the right foot, on the healthy foot, tomorrow morning, hey, even tomorrow, even right now, right? I mean, even now,
yeah.
Have a big glass of water and a piece of fruit right now, if you're listening
exactly.
to this. But in the morning, you have a large glass of water, have a piece of fruit, and be sure to set aside some time every single day to reflect, to have quiet time, right? Self-care.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's great. Wonderful, Tova. Well, I really appreciate you being here, and our listeners can learn lots more about Tova Payne, her coaching services, information, new book, Eat, Think, and Live Rich, A Guide to Health and Happiness. You could do so at TovaPayne.com, and we'll spell that for everyone. That's T as in Tom, O, V as in Victor, A, Payne, PAYNE.com, TovaPayne.com. And you can also sign up for her free weekly newsletter full of inspiring, informative, and empowering tips for optimal health. So thanks again, Tova. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. And just if people do want to get a copy, it's available on Amazon.com. So thank you so much. And I hope this has been helpful for all the listeners.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.